Sure, everything's good. It is. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are doing something new. Yes, there wasn't being a dick on Friday because we're bringing it to you Monday, as I said, along with other games. So the Unseaton games are also coming your way. That's Lestirium returning to Mia. I don't know what else. Give me a minute. This is all new. Not sure even how I'm going to go about this for the rest of the... But this is new. DP, a Dead Penetration, is here.
What's
that? And we're just going to go through this game, and we're going to go through it for an hour, as we promised. And we'll try to work something out next week and kind of get a feel for all this. So, all right, guys, let's go ahead and get started. New guy, Chief wants a word with you. Are you ever going to drop the new guy crap? I've been here for 8 years. Just because I've worked on a different floor than you doesn't make me new. You're new to me. I beat your billables, moron. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Billables, I guess, doing billable hours.
Something, yeah.
If they're a lawyer.
I suppose. I don't care how. Get it done. Peterson is killing me. He's killing me. You wanted to see me, Mr. Wallace. Yes, sit down. I'm disappointed in you, Stephen. Why? What did I do? It's not about what you did. It's about what you didn't do. The Levinson contract. You never gave him the go-ahead on the trade. It was insider information. The SEC would have been all over it. You saw how their stock value skyrocketed after their quarterly report. It's not insider information. They're leads. Get it? You can always claim you heard about it from somewhere else. And everything works out if you base the trade on your own analysis. I've told you this. I know, but my analysis didn't support that trade. There was no way to motivate it. You know, I like you. You're a smart man. Very smart. Sometimes you're too smart for your own good. You've been the only disobedient employee I've kept for this long. With good reason, I've made your company a fortune. You've made yourself rich, too. What's that word you always use for it? Symbiosis. We help each other grow. Yes, it used to be like that, but you've grown too fast for us. You've become expensive, and there is younger talent out there who are both cheaper and hungrier. I'm going to have to let you go. Because of the Levinson trade? Because you keep refusing to get your hands dirty, you need to take some personal risk on these safe bets. Knowing everyone here has something to hide and shutting up about it isn't dirty enough for you? It's nothing personal, but we're in the money-making business and enough is enough. It's time for us to part ways. You came out of this successfully, let's keep it that way. Hey, it's me. I know you're at work, but listen. Hello? Fuck. Hey, Doc. Do you have time for a walk-in session? I'm just around the corner. Got it. Thank you. I can't talk to her anymore. She's not the person she used to be. When did you first notice this change? I guess the first time was, around the time I started my job. The one you just discontinued? Yeah, around 8 years ago. I worked a lot. I stayed at the office late, even after the market had closed. I made my analysis and procured contracts. I did everything I could to stay in front of the pack. As a result, we stopped talking because there was little time of the day left for it. And this was also around the time when we found out that my wife, that she was barren. It must have been hard for you too, Stephen. It didn't make things easier for us. She decided to go for a PhD instead of having kids. Something that felt smart to do, but she was just using it as a distraction from that horrible news. Halfway into her doctoral studies, we decided to adopt. She couldn't let go of her desire to be a mother. It was not the best choice, but how could I deny her that wish, first being barren and then having a husband tell her she can't adopt? When you say it wasn't the best choice, can you elaborate on that? I was too preoccupied with work, and she was in the middle of writing her thesis, and neither of us had the time for it. It didn't make sense to have kids. Sure, because of me, we had the money, but those kids... They were already damaged. They were old enough to have bad memories, for Christ's sake. I failed to see how we could make that work. I don't have the tools for that. You don't grow to be a father to kids like that overnight. And why did we have to get both of them? What did you tell your wife? Did you voice your concerns and thoughts? I tried, but she wouldn't hear me out. Early on in our relationship, we talked about having kids in the future. She remembered me saying I wanted a son if I ever got kids. It was just a hypothetical answer for me. And she told me she wanted to have a daughter. Adopting both was her way to fulfill that as if it were a dream we shared. It was such a mistake. I've never felt like a father to those kids. I try my best and they call me dad, but I don't feel like I'm their father. I don't feel connected to them. I try my best, but I'm raising someone else's kids. That's all I'm thinking. I mean, what a lot of guys in the manosphere say is you're continuing on someone's saved game, and not to do that. They deserve better than me, but this is as good as they can get. And now I got fired. My wife won't talk to me. She rarely sleeps with me. I don't feel like a man when I'm with her anymore. I feel like I'm living someone else's life. May I suggest couples therapy? It's a great way to communicate with your wife.
Swing it on the side, maybe.
You obviously have things to tell her, and every relationship needs maintenance, and communication is the tool for it.
You can tell by just a mustache and the frizzy hair, he watches a lot of porn. Maybe too much.
That's not going to happen. I've tried talking to her, and it either ends with her getting mad at me or her shutting down the conversation before it takes off. And she also has the guts to tell me I'm not listening. It's nuts. The only way that works for us is to ignore all the bad feelings and live life like nothing's wrong. That's not a sustainable lifestyle, Stephen. Saying what I say to you within these four walls, if she knew about it, it'd break her. If my kids ever knew what I felt, it would fuck them up even further, likely beyond repair. And not saying what you feel to your wife, do you think it doesn't wear you down? I've never talked to my parents like this. I've been raised to be strong and not to talk about my feelings. It's not a weakness to admit your feelings. After all, you've been strong enough to admit that you need my help. I needed someone to listen to me, just for once. How about if we change the subject for now? Yes, please. Let's return to your work situation. What are your thoughts? My thoughts? Let's see. How about my boss firing me for not breaking laws for him? That's a fun thought. Or how about me putting in 8 years for that company and it's gone? Like that. That doesn't sound legal. Well, neither is doing blow together at meetings. I'm not looking to go down the road for mutual destruction, thanks. Guess from now on I'll have to become a stay-at-home dad. You can take some time to reflect. Maybe there's something else in life that you've always wanted to pursue.
So could it possibly be the cocaine as you so anxious and paranoid?
A change of vocation, perhaps? I'm sure as shit not going back to investment banking, I can tell you that much. Maybe I'll sit on my ass all day doing nothing for a change. Do you think you'd feel fulfilled that way? Fulfilled? Who the hell feels fulfilled? I've got enough money to last lifetimes. It doesn't make me feel fulfilled. Do you want to know what it does to me? It makes me realize that there is a void that normal people can fill with the stress of work and the struggle of providing for their family and trying to get rich. And when you get rich, that stress and struggle disappear, revealing the true emptiness of life. It's like all there is to life is the chase to make it. I don't have anything left to accomplish, nothing left to prove. And thinking about this, these thoughts scare the fuck out of me, and a normal person could never relate to them. They'd call it rich privilege and belittle it because they have this fairy tale fantasy of how good it is to be wealthy. You can always set new goals for yourself, Stephen. Personal goals don't have to revolve around money. Perhaps you'll think of something. That's all I have time for today, but I want you to come here again soon so we can explore this further. What the hell is this? Divorce papers. It's been long overdue. We are not getting a divorce. I thought you'd be happier about this. You've been threatening me with one for long enough. I'm granting you that wish. The truth is, we should have broken up many years ago. We've been living a lie, and now it's time. Oh, really? It's time all of a sudden? You've been cheating on me for God knows how long, and now it's finally time? What about your children? What about our family? Do you realize how this will affect them and our reputation? This isn't a spur-of-the-moment decision, Jade. I've thought about this for a long time. Years, actually. But you don't want to hear what I think or feel. You never listen. I can't walk through the rest of my life living like this. I need changes. I need peace of mind. When I look into the mirror, I don't see the man I used to be. This screams life crisis, Steven. It's pathetic. You've grown old, put on a few pounds, and lost some hair. It happens to everyone. You don't make these rash decisions without thinking them through. I have thought it through. I don't like the man in the mirror staring back at me. I've been racking my head about how it all came to this, and I believe all of it is deeply rooted in us. You don't have a prenup. I'll take half your shit if you go through this. Do you realize that? I realize that. It's all there in the divorce settlement agreement. In the bigger scheme of things, 50% is a small price to pay. You say that now. That's millions, Steven. Millions. In fact, you cheated on me and you want a divorce? You'll be lucky to get anything. I'll sue you for everything. If you believe that will work, you need to brush up on marital laws. Sign the papers. Steven!
I tell you, that one kid's already screwed up. Oh, there's Agent 47.
Yeah, for real. Trent, do you have a moment? Of course.
How's the cancer coming?
Do you recall a couple of months ago there was a party here for alums, among others? A party that got ruined by the sprinklers going off? That's the one. Perhaps it's a bit late, but I wanted to thank you for not pressing charges. Pressing charges against who? Against a friend of mine. Tybalt said he was responsible for starting the fire that night. A fire? No. A couple of Dick fraternity members set the sprinkler system off, but there was no fire. They ruined our evening with it, but I wouldn't waste my time and money on a pointless lawsuit when there's insurance to rely on. Interesting, because Tybalt said you'd press charges for the fire. That evidently didn't happen. He told me that you insisted on doing that, and he called you petty for it. Wait a minute. What?
What? Someone about to get kicked out of the house.
He said you would listen to his reasoning and he could convince you not to go through with it. I'm sorry, his words, not mine. What are you talking about? It was me who convinced him that we should drop it. He's the one who was furious, acting all childishly, and wouldn't let it go. I had to convince him not to do it, not the other way around. He wouldn't stop crying over the ruined party in his damn custom-made Italian suit, and he called me petty?
That's what he did to Black Miller about the dates.
I am not petty. I take pride in being reasonably level-headed. Again, I'm sorry. It was his words. It took me a while to see that he was lying about it, and I had a hunch he might have lied about you, too. Follow me. We're going to settle this with him at this instant. Wow. Right across his chin, I guess. He's been obnoxious lately and disturbing me a lot. He certainly seems to be going through something. We've all noticed his subpar behavior.
Subpar.
I don't mean to cause a big fight or anything, but is there something you could do about it? He's making my stay here insufferable. He crossed the line with me by involving me in his lies. I don't care if he's the president. We all have to abide by a rule of conduct. If what you say is true, this won't get by without punishment. Tybalt, what is this I'm hearing that... Get out!
Oh, wow. Those eyes, that says it all right there. Surprisingly, the guy didn't look as surprised as Jill did.
Gotta give him something for trying to get those animations to work. It's a little hard to animate in this thing right
Surely
now.
Surely that melon's gone rotten by now. He'd have to replace it.
Yeah.
So,
This is just the start of Renpy animations. Pretty soon Renpy animations will probably get a little... Daz 3D animations. They'll get a little better. We're just now starting to see more animated characters. Okay, so it's... I know I shouldn't bitch, but this meat is kind of crappy. Who cares? At least they didn't fuck up the drinks. How's the food coming along? It's almost time for dinner. Bring the boys together. I'll do it. You tend to that meat. Looking good, Jamie. Thanks. I'm glad John Boy left. He was watching me like a hawk. Haha, I bet he was. I'm looking forward to tonight. It's going to be fun to hang with the bros. The hots are over there, and I believe some people are showing up later. Yeah, but still, I like hanging out with the guys. Yeah, it'll be fun. Grim, is it true? What is it? Zoe's dropping by later? Yeah, she might. Apparently both Tommy and I invited her to the party. This dude got a crush on Zoe? Awesome. Hey, that's cool. I didn't get the chance to talk to her at Halloween, but the guys have been raving about her. She sure made an impression on them. I bet she did. Jamie, is it true? Danny's not coming? No, she has to take care of Franz. He's sick. Awesome. Then it means there will be tit showing during beer pong. Is anyone freezing there or blanket? If anyone's freezing, rather, there are blankets near the Dick's tents. They ordered pizza. Pizza and alcohol. That's a heartburn. They're actually going to sleep out here? We'll see about that. For their own good, I hope they won't. Worst idea for a party ever. Barbecues are for the summer. We're not having a barbecue. We're having an outdoors pizza party. Because everyone's too lazy to cook. Don't be a downer. It is what you make it out to be, right, Arius?
Oh, she's about to say something really sweet.
It's not a party because I can't drink. And apparently it doesn't matter if I eat Jell-O shots either. This sucks. Being pregnant sucks. Soon I'll be fat and I won't fit in the bikini I bought for spring break. And I'll get stretch marks all over my tummy.
She's gonna be one of those in 2 years. Oh, yeah, what a ugly dick. And then they look at her previous like, what happened?
Mm-hmm. This food is delicious.
I was dumb, now I'm dumb and open.
Eat all you want, bros. This night's for you. Where's Tommy? Probably off doing his thing. Are there any specific traditions for Dick's Thanksgiving? We figured it'd be a nice way for pledges to show appreciation for their elders after their welcoming here. But as far as traditions go, we don't exactly have any yet. We talked about doing the whole, what are you thankful for thing, but Tommy thought it was gay. It is gay. What are you thankful for? Oh, I'm thankful for my meaty penis and another year without STDs. Poof. Oh, we're doing it? In that case, I'm thankful for... We're not doing it, I was mocking it. The only thing we should be thankful for tonight is our brotherhood. That's the reason why we're sitting here freezing our asses off. I was gonna say that I'm thankful for that, and I'm also thankful for not being a father this year. That was quite the scare. If we're doing this, I'm thankful for this great meal you guys have cooked. I'm thankful for that... I'm thankful for that it's not snowing. I was worried it would. Are we really doing this? Under the table, I brought the shrooms for you. Awesome, awesome. But I must warn you, you should wait till later until you have some. Hold on, let's try that one again. But I must warn you, you should wait until later before you have some. And start small with one, okay? It's high quality shit. Oh, they're not for me, they're for the dicks. What are you up to? Well, Tommy didn't plan their party, but he asked me to make sure it didn't suck and to fix some entertainment for them. And what's more entertaining than seeing someone trip? You're not gonna sneak that into their food or something, right? Fun idea, but I'm not that horrible. Now, if you excuse me, I have a gift to bring. And I'm thankful for you guys, too. Gay, gay, so gay. Good evening, boys. I don't want to disturb your sausage party, but I bring a gift for Tommy. Ha ha ha, no way! Enjoy. Not more than one each, okay? They're highly potent. If it's your first time, half will probably do. Those aren't normal mushrooms, are they?
Really?
Don't give me that look. I told her to surprise us. I didn't ask her for drugs. Those will get you fucked up. Come on. Don't say you guys never wanted to try them. I mean, weed is one thing, but this is a whole other step. And once you start the shrooms, then you're in the cocaine. Next, you're doing heroin.
I don't know, they do completely different things.
I know, I'm just... I'm joking.
Psilocybin,
they are psilocybin mushrooms. Some people are saying that that shit helped them with their anxiety. Like,
to microdose.
Some people said that, yeah, that made it just go away.
Some people go on a trip.
A friend of mine said she used to have real bad anxiety. She took one fucking hit of acid and never had it again.
Yeah.
It's like, really? It's like, yeah, it just literally fixes the brain for some people. I'm not eating one on my own. Someone has to do it with me. There are plenty of shrooms in this bag. I'm having one. Who else is? Jacob. Nah, sorry, bro, not tonight. John Boy, you're having one. Think of the amazing sex you'll have with Elena while tripping. I don't think so. This is horse shit. Leon, Jamie, you two need it. Why do we need it? Because you've been bitching about each other like girls for weeks now, and I'm sick of hearing about it. Smoke some peace pipe. Share a shroom, you know? Also, it's Dick's Thanksgiving. I'd be very thankful if you guys did this.
Well, can you save, or is it not going to be a saveable? I'd say.
We have to do the dick path. I'll have one. Come on, guys. This will be fun. See, even Grim will have one. Okay, I'll have the smallest one.
He jumps into everyone's life.
Share one with Leon. If you guys are doing it, all right. Derek, you're having one, right? I feel like I shouldn't, but at the same time, I kind of want this experience. When you put it like that, what the hell? That's the spirit. Eat up, bros.
Oh, it tastes like shit. Oh, we didn't wash them off.
Down the rabbit hole we go. Pray for a good trip, dudes. You guys are crazy. Want to hear something else that's crazy? Guess which hot is preggers. Someone's pregnant? Here's a clue. It's easy to get pregnant when you're filled with cum to the It's easy to get pregnant when you're filled to the brim with cum 24/7. Aria's pregnant? Yes, and she's keeping it. No way, who's the father? Aha, that's the best part. She thinks it's Daw that knocked her up. But for all we know, it could be anyone. Did she get pregnant recently? I'm guessing she's a couple of months in or so. That should narrow it down. That doesn't narrow it down, does it? What if it's mine? It could be mine. I don't want another baby scare. It could be mine, too. I'm sure I'm safe. Rusty, you too, right? Yeah, it's definitely not mine. Unless she saved our cum in the freezer, haha. Don't do that to me. Fuck, I knew I should have worn a rubber. Bruh, he fucked Arieth too? Ugh, this is like Russian roulette, but worse. And I don't know why you're this upset about it. She claims it's Daw's kid. She's delusional. I doubt she'll even do a paternity test. What is this? What this is a teaching moment. I thought he was gonna do Dr. Phil. This is a teachable moment. And the lesson is, if you have a choice, always cream pie the ass. The asshole is the only hole you can trust. What about the mouth? That works too. See, we're learning. Danny doesn't want it up the ass, and I said to take a dildo up to mine to keep it equal. But you could also use the ear. But I told her having anal sex is already about equality since both men and women have assholes. She shouldn't have bought that, but she did. This is now the theme for Lust Theory. Yeah, it is just... Is it just me who doesn't like anal sex that much? I tried it a few times, but it doesn't do much for me. Sure, it's tight, but I get too hung up on it that it's someone's asshole I'm fucking. Yes, you're the weird one. Anal sex rocks. In fact, everything with the asshole does. Like what? Rim jobs? Oh, hell yeah, rim jobs. Give me... I'm trying getting rimmed, and I kind of like... I've tried getting rimmed, and I kind of like it. Oh, are we talking about getting rimmed? I thought Tommy meant to give it. Give it. Get it. It's all good. Is it nice to get it? You never got it? A warm and wet tongue in your asshole as she reaches around and works your dick? It's the best. Do girls like giving it? Hell no. There's no way they like to give rim jobs. Nuh-uh. The kinky ones do. Want me to hook you guys up with one? I've done a lot of weird things, but that's something that never crossed my mind. You should try it. You should totally try it. Aha, the hots would be disgusted if they heard us talking about this. Yeah, there's no way girls would ever discuss rim jobs and anal sex over dinner. And then he went like this. Yeah. Ha ha ha, Sarah's in the lead with that one. Hands down the weirdest cum face so far. Who can beat her? John Boy usually goes like this. Laughter. Ha ha, Anthony looks something like this. Laughter. Ha ha, that's spot on. I bet Arius got some good ones. Oh girl, don't get me started. Dog goes like this. Jacob goes like this. This is John. This is Alex. This is Jack. Rob goes like this. Tommy goes like this. Hey! Oh, did I do it wrong? Maybe that's it for funny cum faces? Yeah, let's settle for agreeing that they all look ugly when they come. And with those words, I'd like to shift the topic to why we're here tonight. And raise my cup to say, welcome back to the sisterhood, Maya. We've missed you. Applause. Thanks, everyone. I'm sorry for going back and forth on this. I've been dealing with some personal stuff lately. But let me just say that I'm happy to be back. During these last weeks, I've gotten closer to some of you, and I hope that I can continue to grow friendships with the rest of you as well. So thank you, and to the hots. But why did you go to a yoga class? Because my friends wanted me to come. But it's yoga, that's for chicks. Isn't that like stretching in weird positions and shit? That's not exercise. Yes and no, it's different from what I usually do, and honestly it's not for me. But it's not all bad. You wouldn't catch me dead at one of those classes is all I'm saying. Yeah, well I was at the back of the class, alright? And if you've seen a girl in yoga pants, you'd be amazed to see a bunch of them in front of you. Did they bend over in front of you? Yeah, that's pretty much yoga. And your face is like right there near their asses? Well, yeah, kinda. That sounds hot.
Then they fart in your face.
Dude, why are you rocking back and forth like that? I don't know, am I? Ah, it's the mushrooms. They're kicking in, huh? Derek, you've been silent. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing great. Are you sure? You look pale. Want something to drink? I'll get you some water, bro. Bro, I don't want to alarm you, but you have a huge erection. Whoa. What's up with my shoes? They're so light. Wow, I can jump so fucking high, guys. Over the treetops. Ah, what's wrong? What is that thing? It's a potato. Explore the magic kingdom. Fast Boom by Jam Studio. Let me sync this one. It's all I need. You're gonna miss it. Just like all the other shots before it. But not this one. Good luck, Derek. I don't need luck, ass man. I need skill. Missed it. Grim shook the table. I did not. You did. How am I supposed to hit the cup when you do? It's like playing Jenga with a Parkinson's patient. Splash. I win. Ha ha. Lose the underwear. What are you saying? What are you doing? It's cold outside. If I'm showing everyone, it needs some fluffing. You know what? Don't show it. Let's call it a draw. Grim, do you want to get your ass beaten? Yes. Standard rules. Loser strips all the way. Haha, you're playing with fire. You got lucky against Derek, but you might end up butt naked playing against Grim. Call me crazy, but I think I won't. What's the matter, Grim? Never saw a sexy ping pong ball before? Bella? Alright, Grim, show me what you got. Ha ha ha. Wrong cups, Grim. Splash. Woohoo, time to drink, Grim. Okay, I take it back. My money's on you. No shit? Move that cup. Move that cup. Aha, this is mean and funny at the same time. Yay! Aha, thank you. I win. That was so weak. By the way, this is what you missed out on. Ha ha. There was no way to win that. I'm seeing if there's like, you know,
renders. Well, I mean, there probably are. You'll get there.
I don't see nothing, but that don't mean nothing.
I don't know who that means, though.
Just 3 stacks of cups. Okay, so there's a lot of people you can...
Yeah, I was wondering.
There she is, the Wicked Witch of the Magic Forest. Quick, I don't have time to explain. Give me your bra. Holy fuck, you drunkard. Is the peroxisome count in your body 0? How does one get this fucked up at a laid-back barbecue party? She speaks in tongues. I will need to find some kind of thesaurus to continue my quest. Ow! Her hit is effective. It does 5 damage. Seriously, what's wrong with you tonight? I don't know. Help me. Stop stroking me. Yeah, you're right. That feels better, Sally. Wait a minute. You're not drunk. You're on drugs! I ate something I shouldn't have, Sally. Figures, for someone who's studying engineering, you're remarkably dumb. Aw, you know what I'm studying? I didn't think you cared, Sally. I don't, but some people won't shut up about you. How you got popular among girls from a dick pic, I'll never know. I think it's got something to do with the size, Sally. It's like this big, Sally. Stop repeating my name like that. I forgot what I'm doing with my hands, Sally. At least you're not stroking me anymore.
Reminds me of a Phil Hartman. Seriously. On Saturday Night Live where he's like, are you feeling sassy? I'm feeling sassy. He's kind of very effeminate.
Cut the crap, Grim. Okay, I got it. Are you enjoying science class, Sally? It's not the best, and before you start, it's not because it's hard. I regret my choice of lab partner. Ron's annoying me like crazy these days. Ron? Oh, that guy. Ha ha. Derek and I threw piss at him once. Aha, you sure did. Maybe you can change lab partners, Sally. Yeah, to who? You? I'd rather do the experiments on my own, but no, Dr. Jenkins said that would be wasting precious chemicals. It's so stupid. We're just mixing cheap salts, acids, and bases. With what we pay for our education, you'd think they'd have a budget for that. They could brew a potion in there next time. Right, Sally? Huh? She vanished. Whoa. Oh, there's his guitar there, but hold on. We're not gonna do that yet. Let's see what all the fucking shit we gotta do. A lot. Find the shapeshifter, greet the blueberry, talk to the nude man, talk to the elf, find the white-haired maiden, talk to the druid, find the unicorn, play the bard's song, find the lifeguard, and find the village idiot. Alright, this song goes out to everyone who's feeling lonely tonight.
good.
It sounds like the dungeon music from Mario. Dun 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 dun. Don't be lonely anymore. Whatever they say, you're beautiful.
It sounds like a Rick quote. Ah!
Sobs.
Flub it up.
That was awful. Three stacks of cups. Just so you guys are aware, we've got three stacks of cups. And somebody divided into something called trimester, and there are like three of them. But I guess that depends. If you're having twins or triplets, there may be even more. And they say that the first trimester is super important for the kid's development. And I think this is where something went wrong with Dawg's penis. That's why it's super mega duper important for me to only eat big meals during these months. And if I'm misunderstanding it correctly, I can drink alcohol in the second trimester because it's not as important what you do by then. Arieth, no. Are you sure? 100% sure. God, this is so confusing. I have weird cravings for things like whiskey and cheese. But it sucks when you can't eat and drink them. You're allowed to eat cheese. And you're telling me now? What else have I been missing? I'm not even sure what a trimester is. Why don't they call it a semester? That's something I can grasp. And this is a sensitive topic, but I'm not sure if I have to start stretching my vagina yet either. Have you seen the size of the baby's head? Of a baby's head, rather. They're like this big, and that's not a size I've had before. I tried to look it up online, but people on the internet are surprisingly mean and unwilling to post helpful answers when I ask about it. Happy birthday! It's not my birthday. What are you celebrating again? Becoming a hot, you know that. Oh yeah, played any beer pong? I have very little interest in flashing my tits to everyone. Oh, you lack confidence in your beer pong skills. No, I lack confidence in showing my body naked to this many clothed people. You shouldn't. You have a great body. Grim, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm not myself right now. Tomorrow's the big day. What are your thoughts? I'm scared, but I feel motivated to do it, too. I feel like something is finally happening. I hope it goes according to plan. It will. Yeah, you're right. It will. Try your best to enjoy this night. Oh, I am. I'm having a great time, and everyone's so nice to me. Sweetie, it's the only thing I can do now. I've thought about it a lot, and I don't see another option. I don't think he'll ever change. I get what you mean. Perhaps he would if you told him that you were uncomfortable with it. Can you at least try? I could, but I also think it would be good to get some time alone without him. Maybe that'll allow me to think clearly. And you know what? This last week we barely talked at all. And he doesn't even pick up on the vibes between us. He's either ignoring them or he's totally oblivious, and I don't know which is worse. Think about it some more, please. It's a big decision. I don't want you to regret it. Elf girl? I'm surprised to see you here. Hey, Grim. Sage invited me. I hope you don't think it's weird that I'm spending time with your friends. No, not at all. I think it's great that you girls get along. It's been a while. How have you been? I've been doing all right. However, I believe I owe you an apology. For what? For not trusting you. I got mad at Tybalt again and went down to the bar to get some space, and I ran into Trent. I don't know who that is. It's one of Tybalt's closest friends. I'm sure you've seen him. Anyway, I recalled something that Tybalt told me back when he blamed you for causing a fire in our mansion. It involved Trent, and it wasn't flattering, so I asked him about it. It turns out that Tybalt was lying once again and used Trent in his lies. Trent didn't like that. So we went upstairs to Tybalt's room to have a chat. and the next 20 seconds I would like to have erased from my memory. What happened? Tybalt and his teeny tiny Tibby were having intercourse with a fruit I'll never be able to enjoy again.
It rings watermelon for you.
And no, my stolen underwear for one was decorating said fruit. That underwear you told me he stole. You were right. You were absolutely right. That's so fucking creepy. It is. What did you guys do? I kicked him between the legs. Aha, wait, you what? It was an impulse. I was so mad. All the lies, and then he's doing that from across the hall. I felt disgusted and humiliated. I left, and he had a heated argument with Trent. After which, Trent came to me and told me he's on my side if we bring this up to the disciplinary committee. What would happen if you did? Tybalt would be removed as president. His entire world would shatter. I think it should. Yeah, he needs to learn humility. You should do it.
I mean, he's already been knocked down.
Oh, hell yes. Do that. Let's get rid of him. It is tempting, but I don't want to ruin him. I just want him to leave me alone and stop trying to provoke me. Trent told me Tybalt's feeling upset about what happened, so I think it'll have an effect without me telling the committee about it. But we'll see. I haven't ruled it out yet, and I don't want to talk to him about it because I'm still mad.
Or is he upset he got caught?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry for doubting you. I understand why you did. I crossed the line with what I did. I'm sorry, too. Are we cool? We're good, Grim. Chill, finally. We've been waiting for you. Sage, I get it now. It's an herb. Pull yourself together, Grim. Drugs are bad for you, okay? Drugs? The boys ate mushrooms. They're out here tripping all over the place.
The mirror standing back means the Justin Timberlake song. Just did a quote from an Eminem song.
Well, I mean, the guy's familiar with all this culture. He's around our age. Come, it's drinks and girl talk. You do know that the prime audience for this is from 30 to 50. Like, 30 to 60. Yeah, it's literally the next 30 years of your life as ABN fans. Come, it's drinks and girl talk time. This Kumbaya bullshit is getting dull. I need a smoke. Walk with me. You don't like the party, huh? I don't like the wilderness. I need to at least see concrete on the horizon or I get anxious. You're a weirdo. It's nice getting away from that for a while. Poisonous. Adjective. Harmful. Destructive. That's what she's got on her shirt there. Oh yeah, the area a whole 10-minute walk away from campus feels refreshing. What's funny? Are you making fun of it? Or are you getting an anxiety attack from something you ridiculed? Nice try. It's not an anxiety attack. I just don't like it. I'd offer you a hit, but I think you've had enough for tonight. I can handle it. I heard you were looking for a gnome or something. I don't think you can handle more. I can. Come here. That's actually a good song for this scene. Bet you like it when I'm your bong. I can see why smoking is addictive if you do it like this. Do you guys give yourself a discount? Or excuse me. Do you give yourself a discount? On weed? Of course. I gotta have some perks. So what's your goal with it? Selling drugs, I mean. To make money. Wow, I would have never imagined. Money for college? Money can be used for a lot of things. It sure can. Sure, but I'm curious what you're going for, like if you wanted to cover your tuition or make some extra on the side. It's just something I do. I'm not like the rest of you. Are you uncomfortable talking about it? Look, it's not for college. College is the means to an end. I do what I have to do to be allowed to stay, but I'm not planning on sticking around for the duration. Huh? Are you dropping out? Eventually, yeah. It's pointless staying here for too long, but for the moment being, it works out for me. What about the hots? What about them? You're the vice president. I thought you were aiming for the top spot after Sage leaves. She doesn't know about my plans or what I do. Let's keep it that way, okay? And there's nothing that says I have to stay here at B&R. That's true. We'll see. Maybe it's for less than a year. Maybe it's for longer, but I don't know yet. I've thought about leading the Hots and doing things I wanted. I thought about leading the Hots and doing things the way I wanted to. But looking at all the bullshit Sage has to deal with every week, every shitty rule she has to follow, having power should be fun, but I think that position would make my stay here worse. And unlike others, I don't aim to use it as a bullet point on my resume. Fuck that. What's wrong?
What's your credentials for selling me cocaine?
It makes me sad to hear you say that. I was hoping that you'd stick around for longer. I'm not skipping town, I'd just be elsewhere. Yeah, but still, I'd miss you here. Stop that. But I would. Stop crying, I could still crash your stupid parties. But it'd feel different for not having you around every day. I'm not here to study, Grim. You need to get that into your head and be cool with it. Nothing lasts forever. Everything changes at some point. You lose friends, you lose family, and yet you're still okay as long as you push on. Always be brave. Always have pride. Is this your motivational speech? I don't want you to bitch about me leaving, like it's the end of the fucking world. It's bound to happen sometime anyway. Until that day comes, I'm gonna try my hardest to make you stay longer. That's pathetic. Can I have another hit? Hold the joint. Get back to singing campfire songs, you pretty little choir boy. I'm sure you'll sit down with us when we start roasting marshmallows. Ew, I can't believe I kissed you. They have an odd relationship, and it's really interesting to see.
He has an odd relationship with everybody in a close circle, like, oh, we're all fucking the same guy.
Grim, is that you? I think so. Why? Whoa, calm down, Grim, it's me. But what about the dinosaurs? Maybe you should sit down for a while? I think I'm experiencing something because of the drugs, Rio. No shit, you should be careful with that. I shouldn't have eaten that mushroom, Rio. Things are fucking scaring me right now. Give it a few more hours and it'll wear off. You've tried it? Well, duh, many times. I don't see why you would try it more than once. I have all these quests to go on tonight and little time to do them. Relax, you don't have to do anything tonight. Just sit down on your butt and breathe. There you go. Think happy thoughts. Put that branch away. But it's got +5 attack damage against trolls. Put it aside for a moment, Grim. I've got all spells needed to protect you. Remember, relax, happy thoughts. Deep breath. Why are we sitting here? I needed a break from people. It was too loud and noisy over there. Maybe it's a stupid question, but are you guys having a good time? Huh? Yeah. We ate booze and drank some food. Then a gnome stole some cheese from us. Then we talked about sex and Arius' pregnancy. Isn't it crazy? I can't believe she's keeping it. She's gonna have to drop out of college next year. Yeah. Since when do you have a beard? I grow it. Is this a new style of yours, or... No, I just felt that I had to do it. Rio, I can't grow body hair. What's wrong with me? nothing's wrong with you. I tried, but almost nothing's coming. I get some lonely strands on my chest, but it looks horrible, so I shave them. And my pubes, they look weird, so I shave them too. That poster got to you, didn't it? Your brother said it didn't. What do I do, Rio? First off, you should mellow out for a few hours until the drugs wear off. After that, if you're still feeling like this, come talk to me about it again and I'll help you deal with it. Let me just say that you don't need body hair to be a man, Grim. When I looked at that picture of you in the poster, do you know what I saw? Dinosaurs? No, I saw a poor attempt at body shaming someone who shouldn't feel any shame. And I know for a fact that others felt the shame as me. They were clutching at straws because they didn't find anything else to fault you with. You're good the way you are, Grim. Don't let it get to you. Smack. Thanks, Rio. I realize I look stupid with the beard, but I wanted to give it a try. The next time I do it, it won't be for these reasons. I haven't been able to stop thinking about the arcade since we went there. Oh, the arcade, that was such a great time. Honestly, I can't remember when I had that much fun. When are we doing it again? Oh, definitely sometime soon. I just need to stock up on quarters before we go. It can get expensive if you do it like we did it every time. It was a great date. Did I bum you out when I left without doing stuff to you? What do you mean? Like, were you expecting me to blow you after or something? What? Not at all. Where'd you come up with that? So you just wanted to hang out with me and do whatever I wanted to do? That's why I tagged along. I keep telling myself that's what it was too. That you wanted to hang out with me. But after I came back home, I was unsure and thought that couldn't possibly be it. How fucked up am I, Grim? That's what it was. Everything doesn't have to be about sex. Just because I want to sleep with you doesn't mean I don't want to hang out with you, too. That's not the shrooms talking, right? No, it's not. It's me.
They're talking all awful clear for all of a sudden. I think,
Smack! But what if I want the sex, too? Like, if I acknowledge that it's not the reason you'd be spending time with me, but I still want it. That's not fucked up, is it? I know I put that idea into your head to play hard to get, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to be able to get you at all. I think you should have sex if it's with someone that you think is worth... Try that one again. I think you should have sex if it's with someone you think it is worth having it with. Yeah, I agree. And I hope that you think that someone is me. And if it's not, then I'll try harder to show you I'm worth it.
Oh, that McDonald's worker. Oh.
I admit flirting with... I admit flirting with guys in front of you was fun because I wanted to see the effect it had on you. I don't think they're talking about it like that. I think they're talking about someone that you care about and you're good friends with.
Yeah, the way he does, it's like,
I know
that. They look pretty. I think I'll have sex with him.
But it was mean because I already knew you're worth it. You're absolutely worth it. It looks like we're headed towards the Riona path. Which is fine.
You go where it takes us. Of course, he's done that before.
If there only were a bed out here, I'd show you how much you're worth. My tent is back there. Alone with everyone else. It's too early to use your tent for that.
There's a floor. There's earth.
Okay, I don't know about you, but this bench is soft enough for me. That's gotta be the shrooms talking. It probably is. Okay, fuck it. Your lips are so soft. Here we go with that again. Whoa. That's so beautiful. That's right, Grim. Happy thoughts are good for you. Hope no one walks this way. If they do, does it matter?
I can fly. Oh, I'm falling. Think happy thoughts. I'll do this.
True, they've all seen my junk anyway. Haha. Get pleasured or pleasure her?
Pleasure her. It sounds like she.
Oh, wow.
Likes
that's. Grim, you know how to do that, don't you?
I don't think the asshole licking is just the way to go. Damn.
If only I had my vibrator, it would have felt amazing to have it vibrate on my clit as he did this.
Kills the romance, man. It tastes like shit.
Lick, lick. That one's feeling kinky, huh? Lick, lick. Put that fat finger inside me. Like Andre the Giant. Yeah, do that motion. Yeah, continue to do that motion, Grim. That's odd. That feels good. Well, just do that motion sounds
There's
really...
A few more tricks.
It sounds a little more... It sounds bland, though, where she's like, yeah, do that motion. It sounds mechanical a little bit. I like how he's doing that, but it would be better if he turned it around to hit the G-spot. Moans.
Drop down, flip it, reverse it.
Finger the asshole. Use some split on your finger. Warming me up, huh? Yeah. That doesn't look too great. Okay, so we got a few.
Like that smell, you can wash and wash and wash.
Yeah, yeah, rub it slowly. Boy, is he red. I'll take good care of you, Grim. It's so smooth, thick, and warm. You shouldn't be ashamed of your cock. It's perfect, Grim. See, that's what a man likes to hear.
Well, thank you.
I grew it myself.
Yeah.
Lick, lick, suck, suck.
Can't help it. I was born with it.
The animations. Well, I'll tell you what, though. It looks like a slimy thing.
Well, there's slobber on.
I know that, but it's... I mean, look how red... Remember the acting lessons, how red he was? No, it's pink.
Oh, really?
It's extremely pink.
Well, lighting, too.
I guess.
Well, Dick and don't give it the same shade as the rest.
Yeah, do you like it? Grim? Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah, I could live with that.
Continue, we're done. Put it in, Grim. As pink as it is, with the purple tip. Boy, that's like... Yeah, right there. Get inside me. This feels right. Yeah, you're so warm and tight, Riona. She seems to be enjoying that. You wanted to fuck me for a while now, haven't you? Yeah, I hate how I cockwalked myself at Halloween, but I hope something good came out of this. Came out of it. Maybe it did. Enjoy it now, Grim. Enjoy my holes.
Oh, boy, they really know how to rev the engine.
I know, right?
They could just be quiet and it wouldn't really bother me.
Ride me, Riona. This bench isn't that bad after all. Boy, is he red. I don't even feel it's cold anymore. All I feel is your hard cock filling me up. And I bet I'll feel even warmer if I pump you... I'll bet I'll feel even warmer if you pump your seed into me.
No. I feel like you need a voice modulator, because that just...
Doggy style. Vaginal or anal? Boy, they've given a lot of options
there. It's already there.
Fuck my pussy, Grim. Fuck it hard, damn it. Damn, you're squeezing, aren't you? Uh-huh. I want to feel how tight I can get for you. That's unfair. I'm already big enough for it to be tight as hell. I bet this is like torture for you then. Yeah, the best kind of torture. Fuck! Oh, they do both. So it's, yeah. Alright, we did that already. We did that already.
So I wonder if someone accidentally shits their pants because they've been wallowed in.
Alright, Yeah, yes, yeah, fuck. Go deep, go hard.
I mean, it is pink as a...
Yeah, I know. You love it, don't you? Yes, I love it. I love your cock,
like
Grim.
Something's going on with his circulatory system.
Harder, break me. Fuck, nah. Oh, we did that one already, okay. Against tree. Give it to me, Grim. Fuck, I hope we're not being too loud.
The shadow, because they're different complexion, but...
Don't worry about it. They're blasting music over there. We can moan and scream as loud as we want to over here. There you go. You're fucking me so good, Grim. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. All right. Mm-hmm, yes, like that. Fuck me, Grim. Fuck my pussy. Okay, I think that's it. We're on cum. I can't hold it any longer. I have to cum. Facial cream pie or on the tits.
I'm going to say cream pie, but no.
No, I don't want to get her pregnant.
I wonder, well, we've done it before and it ain't done.
I know, but we got to be careful.
I don't know how he has it set up. The program.
Shoot it all over my tits. Give me that pearl necklace. She want a pearl necklace. We should probably get back to the party. Whoa, everything's spinning. Don't wander off alone into the woods, Grim. Stay with the others. got three more, and we finished all the optional tasks. All right, so we're going to leave out, but we want to go ahead and not look at that. God darn, look at all the people. Oh, that's cool. I like that one. It's probably one of my favorite renders. That is my wallpaper. That's really good. Not that one, though. Wow. It just became a not... It was not safe for work from the start. I mean, come on. We had a full fucking session. I think...
We had a full sex session.
Yeah. And I mean, a long one.
Boy, that was a big cocktail.
Man, that was crazy. Okay. So, I think... We still got some more things that we can do. Hold on, we're not ready for that. But we're gonna stop right here because I think we still got... Yeah, we still got some more stuff to do, but we haven't gotten to that yet. The blueberry, the nude man, then the unicorn. So, we'll get to those. Rooster is currently blacked out, so apparently we can't use it right now. But all right, guys, this is going to be the end of being a dick for this week. We gave you a full fuck scene with Riona. My God, what else do you want? So, we'll see you guys next time for more Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more being a dick. And stay tuned for the whatever I'm going to bring you, as well as the Lust Theory and Returning to Mia. I want you guys to get into the groove of Tuesdays being ABN days, all right? Because we've got two new themes we're trying out. Right now it's waifu month, but I'm going to do something I've never fucking done before on in March, and I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm going to try it. And if it does well, we'll continue it, every so often. But I'm basically switching up the content through different months to see what people like right now. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time. We are out of here.
Later.